Good morning, folks. We have a very loving tribute here with memory, in memory of Troy Hamel. A single rose in the vase here in memory of Troy Hamel. Thank you for all your prayers this week. And I know that Jim, Nikki, and the whole family are just so grateful. Jerry and Ann. Just continue, please, to obviously to remember them in this nevertheless sudden bereavement. So please remember them. Also, please remember Lisa, Chris, Spieth, the children. Roger, her grandmother did die this week. I understand that, and they in fact just got back from the funeral. So please remember Chris and Lisa Spieth and those wonderful children in their time of bereavement. Now then, the church has a, is it called Facebook? You can tell I am not the computer literate one in the family, not the one. But it, Facebook, huh? And if you'll turn to Facebook, I may not be computer literate, but boy, I'm sure appreciative of what I saw. Because Donna and Lynn Baer, that last bit of their special from last week is actually recorded. Yeah, Susie seen it then. It is recorded on that. So Donna, because we were talking about what a wonderful time that we had getting to hear their tremendous gift. So you want to go to Facebook and dial in the last of that. If you need any information like the how-to, like I would need, and get it, I'm going to get an index card and have Laura teach me. But at any rate, that was just tremendous. Last week, and we are going to have, and I'm going to mark it down here, but if I look like I'm going to forget, everybody throw a hymn book at me. This could end up on Facebook, right? But we've got a special today that I want to make sure that I also recognize, and that's coming from my good brother, Warren Reed. So looking forward to that as well. Now then, are there any parish notices to come before us? Yes, sir, Dick.
We refilled all the mission envelopes last week with some new ones, so they're in all the pews. Those in the back are on the posts back there, but anyhow, we added four: Austin Wise, the Food Pantry, Lows of Love, and the Village Ministry Center. We dropped a few that had not been getting any support for the last several years. But anyhow, and then we left plenty of room on the new ones at the bottom for write-ins. Don't hesitate to write in if you have a mission or a project you want your funds to go to. I think we left like three lines at the bottom for write-ins. So new mission envelopes. So I think we got the last ones in 2009. So we got good mileage out.
Excellent, Dick Miller. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up on that. And I have this lovely lady here is going to get some. I got it. Don't kill this yet. This is a really important announcement. This lovely lady here to my left here is going to get some beautiful flowers for her husband.
Yeah, off the altar. I'll probably have to write a check. I'm sure. We just have 2 weeks till Bible school, and I think maybe we need to get the ringer checked because I haven't been hearing any phone calls coming in for helpers, so I still do need helpers. And if it makes you feel better, I think all the leader roles are filled, so I'm just asking for helpers now. So if you'd like to help, please let me know.
Thank you, Laura Lay. And you know what, that might be a very good a point to lift up to you. Please do still call the 749-2103, as I've assured people. That answering machine, even when there's a power outage, my old answering machine would just sadly clear everything. And this one here, Gail, this one here keeps everything. Even with a power outage, when energy's restored, didn't lose a message. So please, please, always leave a message on that. And I will get back to you that night. I will. So do leave your messages there. Any other parish notices to come for us? Then let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
your saints have ever lived in the glory of your love. Fill us with your grace and peace that we may know the richness of eternal life in your Spirit. Help us love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, even as we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. For only in loving, holy God, do we lead the lives worthy of your calling through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in his name we pray. Amen. Shout to the Lord, O people of God. Make plain your petitions before the judgment seat.
Thy ears are Christ, and rescues the perishing. Maintain the
right
of the
Lord. Call to the Lord, O disciples of the Holy One. Proclaim your case before God's holy council. Sing to the Lord, O children of the Most High. Express your need before the Judge of all the earth.
God, this is our peace, and these are our wounds.
And now, lift up your hearts and your voices to the Lord for the opening hymn of praise, God of Grace and God of Glory. 577.
Thank you.
Take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors to the Passover of the Peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments.
It's already my birthday.
Oh man, I love that. Well, how are you doing, Cole?
You're 5 years old.
Yeah, there you go, man. Boy, this is a great day, isn't it? This is a great, well, how about that? Because look what I got for you. Because I just love you. Isn't that what you think of when you see this big old heart? How many of you remember Valentine's Day? Right, what do we use for Valentine's Day? What do we use for Valentine's Day?
Hearts.
You betcha. Yeah, in fact, my sermon illustration suggestion, I'd love to tell you that I create these children's sermons. Some I do, but man, to give credit where credit's due, I get all sorts of resources that I peruse throughout the week. And this came from another resource. And they said, hand out candy hearts to everyone. And I'm thinking, now wait a second, was this thing designed for July? Because I couldn't find any candy hearts. So we got suckers for you. But that's a symbol that we use for love. Now, believe it or not, I heard about one tribe where at the wedding, the wife will turn to her husband-to-be, and she will, before the entire gathering, she says to him, I love you with all my liver. Brian talked about liver quiver, didn't he? I couldn't help but think about that, Prince. Well, with all my liver. And to think all I had to say to Laura, instead of getting all the flowers here, was to say, my sweetheart, I love you with all my liver. It just doesn't quite sound the same. We kind of like the heart, don't we? Isn't that what we like? As a matter of fact, that is what Jesus uses. He draws from Deuteronomy 6:3 and 6:11. And he draws from the Old Testament. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, it's one thing to talk about love, but it's another thing to put it into action. So, if we're going to truly love with action, what are some of the things that we might do for others? Think about it just for a minute and then raise your hand, I'm going to put the mic to you. What are some of the things, Chloe, that we could do for others?
When you're 5 years old, you can go somewhere else.
Okay, I love it. Debbie, Roger, I just love this. I love this time with you. Yes, I do. Well, that's a wonderful suggestion, yes. Any other suggestions that you, to show your love? What are some other things that we might do? Like, what are some of the things we could do for a neighbor, for instance? Or if you've got an idea, just go ahead and tell me.
Help people.
Help people. Help people. Now, Lisa and Chris, obviously, are not here today in the time of bereavement. But I got to tell you, Roger, I got to tell on him, right? See, so, Chris is, Lisa is Roger's cousin, right, Coach? Cousin. And I got to tell about this. I said to Laura, and I've said to some close friends, I said, you know, to mow a neighbor's yard once, my goodness, Dave, wouldn't you agree that that's a really neighborly thing to do? However, to mow it 10 and counting, would you say 10 times? I'll bet it is at least that man has been mowing that yard, but towing vehicles finally going to be jumped, and we're going to look at another route. But, I mean, that's incredible. And I've told him, I said, I will gratefully always remain in your debt, Chris. Wonderful neighbors, wonderful people. Okay, we can do good things. Anything else that you want to add before we go to the Lord in prayer? Anything else? Well, I will just tell you this, that my old teacher and Don's old teacher, Dr. Van Bogart Dunn, isn't that a mouthful? Van Bogart Dunn. You know what he said, call him? Bogey. That's what we call him. Bogey said, everything we do as Christians, boys and girls, everything we do in response to the one who first loved us. And you look at that cross on the Calvary, you see that? That's love. That's how much God loves us, right? To give his life for us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's thank him for loving us in action. It's okay. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all your kindness to us. You made us, Lord God. We are yours. And to know that we walk with you, we walk in the best of hands because you love us so much that Jesus gave his life on the cross of Calvary to save us from our sins, to give us the promise of eternal life, Lord God. Eternal life. And that life begins right now when the love of Jesus comes in our hearts. Help us, therefore, to love others as your children have been teaching us this morning. Help us to share that love with everyone, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, children. I got treats for you. Then Cole's going to help me. Cole and I are going to carry the microphone. There, got it. All right, everybody, get two. Sorry, I couldn't find the candy hearts. But I could not find them. I don't know whether they're out of season. I don't know whether that's just simply for Valentine's Day. I don't know. But I at least the shelves I looked at didn't have. All righty. Okay. All righty. That's right. Now you take the two you want. You go ahead and you pick the two that you would like. You got them there? You got them there? Yep. Yeah, you got them. Can you reach it? There, that's okay, that's a good one. There, that's a good one. Good selection, I must say. To tell you the truth, children, I don't know if there are any of these that I don't like. I kind of like them all, too. Yeah. I've been trying to cut back. All right, you may return to your pews, okay? You may return to your pews. And then, Cole, I want to thank you. And I'm going to walk with Cole. He and I are going to team up on this one. We're going to go together. If you're a visitor, we want to acquaint you with all the hospitality at this church. We're talking about hospitality. We're talking about being a good neighbor. We hope we prove to be a good neighbor to you today. By way of hospitality, there are visitors' cards. If you wish, take a moment, fill that out, and especially put your telephone number on there. So when the ushers come by a little bit for the morning offering, just toss that in the offering plate. And the ushers are excellent about getting me those cards. They never fail. So we'll get a call back to you, get you acquainted. This portion of the service will make you feel comfortable. It's called the Joys and Concerns. Joys could be, and I give these examples every week. My family here allows me to repeat this every week. For your sake, get you acquainted. A joy could be a birthday, a wedding anniversary. It could be a concern, maybe somebody you love is in need of prayer this morning. You want to lift them up. Just raise your hands for joys or concerns, but keep your hands up so that Cole and I can see you. Keep your hands up. We've got Cole. We've got one right here. Come over here, young man. Here we go.
Yeah, I got
the
birthday cake.
They'll get her, David.
Is it on?
Is it on, Coach? Oh, Jim knows it. Jim knows that thing. Yeah, you know, I don't read those minds. I don't know that, the handouts. I know the little ones. I can turn to them. But I never did. I don't have my reading glasses on that.
There it is.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I got some joys and I got some concerns. Johnny called me this week, and his boy Jim is doing a lot better. But the praise the Lord, he said thanks for all the prayers from the church here and from me. And he said that his boy, he's 42 years old. Said he never believed in God. They tried to get him to go to church and everything. But this week he ended up and he asked his dad to go get the chaplain and have prayer with him and the family. And he accepted the Lord while he was in the hospital when he started talking. And he's out of intensive care now, and he's doing a lot better. I'm going to go back up this afternoon and see him. And but he is really doing good. But I just thank the Lord, you know. And right there is a good example. Sometimes it takes hard things to happen to you before you realize that the Lord and the God, our Father, you can't live without Him. And I was really blessed to hear that. So thanks, you know, for the church. He told me to thank everybody for the prayers. And Gina, she is having a little bit of problems with her lungs yet, and she's got to go back to Cleveland for some tests Tuesday. So we don't know what's going on there yet, but they're going to run some blood work and some tests on her lungs and everything. But the heart itself is doing great. So I just thank everybody and keep her in your prayers.
We remember Gina, and as for the friend who accepted the Lord, the angels in heaven are rejoicing, shall we? Is there any news more profound than the transformation of the soul?
I just want to wish two people happy birthday this month, Laura and Greg, and their anniversary too. So we celebrate it all in July.
Thank you, Fritz. Thank you, Fritz. Thank you, Bush.
We just want to say thanks for all the prayers and cards.
Prayers continue with you, Nikki, and with you, Dad. Prayers continue with you. Thank you, Dave. Okay, cool. Let's see if we've got any other hands. And I can tell you what, I can field this one for us, John. Go ahead. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yes, sir. John Hall, thanks for lifting that up. Yes, sir. Any other George? Oh, I see. Yes, Delta.
Greg, I just want to thank everybody for the prayers for my mom. She's not quite out of the clear yet. She should be going home one day this week, but she is out of ICU and doing much better.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Delta. Well, and we've got my brother Don right here. We praise the Lord. Don is with us in worship this morning. But don't in any way fail to keep those prayers going up for my good buddy here. And it may be August and Don before they do this procedure to correct the heart rhythm. So please keep him in your prayers. Yes, Dreema? I'm sorry. I got a fine young man here. Hey, we're going to come back and bring you the mic. Well, Greg's getting forgiven. Let's go, buddy. Let's go get the mic. We got a couple. Got a couple back here. Here we go. All right, you can give me the mic. Thanks, Cole. Indeed, stage 4 liver cancer. Dreema, we will definitely lift her up. And you want to say something, sweetie? Yes. Oh, the mic. Well, I wish I had paid attention to where that button was. Because we're having some fits with her today. Jim, I may have to run this back to you, and we don't want to see Greg run. Well, you know what? Greg's going to run, because I can't fit. Jim, you know what? You guys have to coach me on this. Where was it? They don't know how anybody could get to that. You know? Thank you, Coach. All right, let's try the check. Now we're live. There you go, sweetie.
My mom's birthday was last Wednesday, and last Sunday was my sister's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthdays in the plural. Happy birthdays, and thank you for lifting them up. Here you go, Cole. There you go. Let's see if we've got any more here. We got one. Oh, we're going to have Dreama do hers over. Here we go, Cole. We'll hand it back to her. I agree with you, Bob. We really, this is very important news, too. Very urgent.
Will you please keep Sandy Taylor in your prayers because she is not doing well with stage 4 liver cancer?
Thank you, Dreama. Yes, indeed. And thank you, Bob. That's very, very urgent. We do absolutely want everybody to be able to hear that in this house of worship. Any other joys or concerns? Oh, here we go back here. Here we go. All righty.
Tomorrow is my birthday, and Saturday, the 20th, is Carrie's birthday.
And a happy birthday to two within 7 days. Well, that is just awesome. Well, I'll have to make a call this week. I would trust there'd be at least one cake. Greg likes to, whenever there's a cake baking, man, I'm going to be at that house. Any other joys or concerns? Just a wonderful time. Well, Cam, we show an appreciation for Cole. Let's show an appreciation. Son, you did an excellent job. Excellent job. Oh, Ted. Where was Ted? Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks, Dave. Here we go, Ted. There you go, Professor.
That's fine. This was our birthday week also. So Patty was the 10th. Kelsey's was the 12th. Gretchen's is today and mine's tomorrow.
Wow! Man! It's awesome. You know, I love July. I just love July. Are there any other sharings? It's wonderful, wonderful sharings. Let us, as we prepare our hearts for prayer, do want to give you certainly a heads up and alert also for Esten, who's over at the Van Wert Hospital, some heart concerns for Esten Fortney. He will be transferred to the Combo Care Center. I mean, we still call it Combo Care Center. I know it's a branch of Vancrest now, technically. We want to respect that too, but for us, I guess it'll always be the Combo Care Center. So he'll be here this week, and he will actually be in the same facility then. Don't forget that Dwight Smith, room 101. Where's my buddy Warren? Where's Warren? I was looking for the 101, right, Coach? 101, room 101, Dwight Smith. Be sure to get a call out. Let's turn ourselves now, our attention, to a time of silent prayer. We hear God's word this morning with more than the hope that there is a treasure laid up for us in heaven, but with the blessed assurance of eternal life, life that begins right here, right now, when we love God with all our hearts and souls and strength and mind, when we love our neighbor as ourselves. Oh Lord, deepen that love as we have received it from you, that unfathomable measure of love from you. Help us, O Lord, to pass that love on to others. Now deepen our faith as we lift up the prayer that you, with love and compassion for us, you've invited us sinners to pray with you this beloved prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. At this time, we will turn to a hymn to prepare our hearts for this parable that Jesus is about to deliver to us. Let us turn for 591, Rescue the Perishing. Seated. I want to say how grateful I am for any of you who bless us by sharing the blessings that God has given you through these summer specials. They are always a rich, rich blessing. So Warren Reed, I want to thank you, brother. He will present his special at this time. Thank you, Brother Warren.
Knowing about this until she heard it back there in the pews, she leaned over to me and she says, "You're not going to sing, are you?" Of course, she knew the answer to that. The subject here is, I thought you ought to know. And I have a scripture, Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. This goes back to last fall when we had the songsters here.
Yes, sir.
And they did such a fantastic job, singing.
Yes, Yes.
I noticed a young, they weren't young, a couple sitting in the second row back there, thought perhaps they were the parents of one of the singers. I thought they were old enough to be. And after it was over, I came up and introduced myself and talked to them. Discovered a man who had quite a testimony. He had lost his mother to MS. He had lost his wife to MS. He had been practically housebound himself. And then he tells me that the week after that, he was going to run his first marathon in Xenia, Ohio. Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? I invited him back to our Sunday school class and basically spent the entire time interviewing him and he got to give us his testimony, his witness, and found out also that he's an avid bicycle rider, riding hundreds of miles. Fast forward now to yesterday. Yesterday, the Songsters were back in Van Wert as a part of the, I think this was probably the third annual Gospel Sing for the raising of money for the three. They divide whatever money is raised among the three Bible schools that we have here in the county. And the Songsters were from Akron, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
And this band was from Delta, Ohio. Now, Delta, Ohio is a long ways from Akron. He said, you know, we came down here, we think so much of the song, we come down here. And also, that one of the things they sang, he put on his, what do you call these things? Things you listen to and you run, but it encouraged him in his running. Yesterday they were there, and I went up, and of course my first question, how did you do did you make it through your first marathon at Xenia? Yeah, I made it through, not much to spare, but I made it through. I found out that he rode his bicycle from Delta yesterday to Van Wert. He said, well, in fact, I logged 105 miles getting to Van Wert yesterday. And he said, I come around through Convoy. And that's not the direct route from Delta to Van Wert. I said, well, why'd you come around through Convoy? I wanted to take a picture of your church. Okay. Well, he says, it's a beautiful church. But he said, the thing that really impressed me when I was there was the friendliness of your pastor and the friendliness of the congregation. He said, how they stood around afterwards and talked and conversed, he said, that really impressed me. He said, if I live today within 30 minutes of that church, that's where I'd be going to church. So I thought you ought to know. By the way, he's scheduled to run his second marathon in Detroit here in a few weeks.
Brother Reed, Gordon, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. And the dedication of the Songsters. I think it was Jerry, and I might have the wrong one, but I thought it was Jerry who had left his beloved wife. And by the way, the pretty little blonde-haired girl that sang, that was Mama's daughter, spitting image of her mommy. But I'll never forget their commitment. Because I left messages with them, I learned to always firm up, you know, those things. Because I know I can forget, but the thing that touched my heart, they hadn't been home because they'd been at the hospital there in Akron, and they left her bedside to keep the commitment to come here, Brother Warren. So thank you so much for lifting that up. Well, I heard Steve Bennett say the same. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Thank you, Brother Warren. Steve Bennett, your current DS, he and I was glad to tell you this. He had such a wonderful experience with you folks, and he concurred with the love here in these pews, the love that flows. He said, Greg, if Medora and I didn't have the weekly commitments, and see, he has to cover the bases. He has to, by the rubrics of the conference's job description. He has to make sure that he gets in every church. He says, but if Medora and I weren't, we'd be at Convoy right here with your people. That's how much he loved you. Well, Brother Warren, what a great spirit, a great message, because listen to this. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell in the hands of robbers who stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity, and he went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, having poured out oil and wine upon them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Now which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And he said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Just give me just a moment. I just had this conversation with Nikki a little bit ago. Nikki, do you remember I told you I found that. Did you place your writing up here too? Where's your writing, hon? It's right up here. It's very important that I lift this up because I want to, I'm not going to say a lot right this second. Hang on. I'm not going to say a lot right this second because it's paramount that I lift this up.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Very, very good. Well, I want to begin with, and we're going to have a little fun first. Someone put together a list of what they call the world's worst questions. Are you ready for these? There's 10 of them. You ready? The world's worst questions. Perhaps you can relate to some of these. Maybe you received one of these that maybe put you a little off. Number one, will you promise not to get mad if I tell you something? What does that do to you? I'm just curious. Don't you just like that, right? Number 2, do you have any statistics to back up that statement? Number 3, do you honestly expect me to believe that? Haven't you any sense of humor? You don't remember me, do you? The 10 worst questions. Continuing, number 6, have I kept you waiting? You've been there? Come on, have you all been there? Have I kept you waiting? Now watch the matter. Number 8, are you asleep? Yeah, I've done it to Laura. Sweetie, are you asleep? Number 9, so what? And then number 10 of the list of the 10 worst questions, when are you going to grow up? Well, we can all relate to these sorts of questions that kind of set us off kilter. And Jesus in the flesh, God in the flesh, walked the human walk, experienced the human journey and all of our humanity. And there was a lawyer who stood up to put him to the test. Now, let me give a disclaimer for my beloved Don right here, one of my dearest friends. I'll remember when we had Stephanie and Sean's wedding here. Was it Sean that fell through the grating? I think it was Sean. And I thought I was being quick. I thought I was quick. And I yelled out, not is there a doctor in the house? But I thought I was at my best wit that day. And I said, is there a lawyer in the house? Remember Marty and Don were both here. Is there a lawyer in the house? Marty capped it in like a lightning. He says, no. Proper question is there a good lawyer in the house? Well, that day we had 2 good lawyers. And this morning we have a good lawyer. And as Rabbi Friedland cautioned us so many years ago, remember the Pharisees. the teachers, the lawyers of his age. The Pharisees were by and large good people. So let's get the disclaimer out of the way. This, however, is an experience that many of us are acquainted with. How many of you have ever experienced passive-aggressive people? Passive-aggressive, one measure of the passive-aggressive is to do a good thing for you, which gives every appearance of being kind to you when they're stabbing you right in the back. You've been there, right? Jesus is doing it too, right here. The expert of the law stands up to test him. Thus, it is not a sincere inquiry. This is not some soul that is looking for an epiphany or an expansion of their mind or their heart. No. He's wanting to squeak by and he's wanting to put Jesus in a snare. He knows the law. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He knows the law, Tim. Why? Because the teachers of the law had the phylacteries. The Hasidic Jew to this day wears the phylactery. Two leather boxes. One upon the left arm, one upon the forehead. Deuteronomy 6, 3, Deuteronomy 6, 11, which quote, here are the verses of the phylactery. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In each phylactery, these two verses reside. Jesus knew it. He says, what's written in the law? What do you read there? He says, then, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Now, you know, it's amazing. Physically, he's already existing. So what's happening here through this encounter, this uncomfortable encounter with someone who's trying to put a snare out there for Jesus? Try to trip up God, right? Try to trip up God. What's the old Broadway play? Your arms are too short to box with God. So this is a moment, as we say, a teachable moment. Okay, as uncomfortable as it is, it's a teachable moment. And don't kid yourself, that side of the Pharisee is in every human being. Right? In every human being. So he says, do this and you will live. I heard E. Stanley Jones once wrote, my father, by the way, Warren, my dad was a big fan of the great missionary, Dr. E. Stanley Jones. E. Stanley Jones quoted it like this about being alive. He said, I am alive, all small case letters for you computer literate people, all small case, I am alive in the alive, all capital letters, all capital. And what he was saying is that to live in Jesus Christ is to really be alive. As Jesus promised in John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. Tim McGraw did a little turn on this, a poetic turn. In that song, Live Like You Were Dying, you all remember that one? How many of you country fans here? Susie and Roger, I know you all know this one. Of course, I know Fritzy because my father Brian, taught, you know, he said, son, listen to this. It's a story, a heartfelt story of a man in his 40s who's been told by his doctor he has not long to live. And you remember that he shares with his friend this refrain, and here are the words. Just heard it this week, Fritzy. Moved my soul this many years later. He tells his friend what he did. He changed his lifestyle. He says in the refrain, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd been denying. Someday, the refrain concludes, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Do this, says Jesus, and you will live. You will live. Ah, but wanting to justify himself, this trickster says to Jesus, this one who wants to just squeak by the bare essentials, what, who is my neighbor? And then Jesus gives the famous parable that you all know by heart. There was a man who went down from Jerusalem, and geographically, topography, you go there, they tell me, Jerusalem's up in higher elevation, you go to Jericho, take a bottle of water or two or three or a case. They said it's just the descent, it's just grueling. There was a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him. Now right there, the naked, the Levitical law, if you're naked and you're beaten and you're half dead, you don't touch that person. That's an untouchable. You're breaking, are you ready for this? You can open up the can of worms there in Sunday school. You're breaking the laws of God according to the word of the day. The lawyer knows it. And Jesus knows he knows it. He fell among the robbers who stripped him, who beat him, and going away, they left him half dead. Now the priest happened down that very road. He sees this naked, dying man. And so according to the laws, therefore, that's why. You want to get picky? He had a scripture reason to go by on the other side. Well, he did. He did. Look in your commentaries and study this. So likewise, the Levite, my goodness, they would know the Levitical law. He sees this naked, half-dying man. He therefore passes by on the other side. Now here comes the Samaritan. Rabbi Friedland said the Samaritans were the untouchables themselves. They were the outcasts. They continued to worship God and make sacrifices on another mountain. Because Jerusalem, the temple, was destroyed, remember, during the exile, the Babylonian exile. But there's a remnant there, and they were, and this is not my belief in my heart. But if you're going to look at stratas of culture and the elite, I'm talking about the standards of the world. By the standards of the world, these are the poorest of the poor, the dregs of society. These are the untouchable Samaritans, the outcast. They're still worshiping. And so this untouchable, this outcast, this, he comes near. You catch that? That's not just a little writing there. He comes near. Oh, you don't do that for ritual purity. He comes near. And when he sees him, Jesus says, now this is greater. Okay, this is God in the flesh now. Let's let the one who created it all speak to it. You can wrestle with it. With the scriptures. It's like God talked to us this morning. And when he came near, Jesus says, he was moved with pity. And he went to him, touched him. He did indeed. How do you bandage a wound? If not by touching. Touched him, bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine upon them, put him on his own animal, took him to an inn, there he cared for him, and the next day, he takes out 2 denarii. I talked about Chris and Lisa and that wonderful family. 10 times he's mowed that lawn. A denarii is an entire day's pay. A denarius, I should say in the singular, denarius, is an entire day's pay. Denarii in the plural, 2 days' pay, 2 denarii. And he says, take care of him. And get this. This is right up Chris's alley. Get this, when I come back, I'm going to repay you whatever more you spend. And then Jesus turns to the trickster. And he says, I ask you, what do you think? Which of these 3 proved to be the neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And he replied, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus said, then go and do likewise. I've had a lot of wonderful weddings here. Got some of my best team workers here. Randy up there, one of the best sound men in the business. Got Linda holding back here. We are so blessed. We got Diane, we got Linda, 2 trained pipe workers. Linda, I will say it at the weddings, because I know since you've had your surgery, those octaves just will not come with it, will they, sister? The octaves are just... So we respect that, and we try to always turn that to Linda. And Linda, therefore, you know what I always tell you. You're my right arm. I lean on her. I'm getting more forgetful all the time. And of course, it's not an occasion to get forgetful or to be glib. Because, I mean, sometimes Linda and I have witnessed, I mean, these people want to get it right, don't they, Linda? And they're anxious. And that's human. They're excited. It's the wedding, for heaven's sake. Okay? It's not an annual banquet. It's a wedding. So they want to get it right. And I try to always remember to tell them, Dr. Van Bogart Dunn, there we go again, Bogey. Bogey would say, just remember this, and I try to say it at every wedding when they're getting nervous. What's the proper etiquette? What's the right thing to do? Bogey would say, remember that the basis of all etiquette is mercy. You hear that? Think about that. The basis of all etiquette is mercy. The basis of every proper action is mercy. Which of the three do you think proved to be the neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And he replied, the one who showed mercy. Marty Birchfield did a beautiful job on the pond seminar. I don't know whether it got, Linda, is Steve and Shelley back there? I cannot see. Well, we went to a pond seminar. Marty saw me, and I didn't want to tie up his time because I told Tim and Shelley there were so many people there. But when it was done, he comes up and he says, Greg, I'm having a hard time connecting you with a pond. And I said, I got a level with you. When we were looking for this retirement site, I wasn't looking for a pond. I was looking for a house, and we fell in love with the house, and it turns out there's a pond there. So I wanted to go to the pond seminar, and Marty did a beautiful job. I told Don, he'd be proud of his son-in-law. And one of the things he said in there, the golden rule. Now look up the golden rule, because that's not a what we say, these wisdom sayings that were cultural colloquialisms. It's scripture, isn't it, Brother Warren? It's scripture. Jesus used it. Do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. And bottom line, he said to us, he said, Greg, well, he didn't say Greg. We talked about it later. But he said to the entire gathering, bottom line is, be a good neighbor. Good old common sense. Be a good neighbor and do that which a good neighbor would do. Which do you feel proved to be the neighbor among the man who fell among the thieves? And he replied, the one who showed mercy. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. I have had the privilege, and we have this tender gesture today, the rose. I've had the privilege to know a young man that became like a son to me, Jim. Jim, thank you for praying for me for the funeral. I told Jim, I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for Nikki. I'll be praying for Mary Jo. I'll be praying for Judy. And above all, Justin. Justin. And we did. We sent those prayers out. But I thank you for praying for me, because it was a privilege to know a young man that was like a son to me. This is the last writing that he set out. Please don't feel pity for me. I'm doing well. Troy said, I have a very positive attitude. I'm still on the upside of grass. That was one of his favorite daily sayings, wasn't it? I'm on the upside of grass, therefore it's a good day. We all only live one day at a time. Anyone who thinks otherwise is dead wrong. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. The day is what you make of it. He was a young man. And I had just said in the funeral, I hadn't read this yet. Don't feel pity for me. I hadn't lifted up. There was nothing pitiful about Troy. He had an illness. But there was not a thing pitiful about him, Dad, sis. There's not a thing pitiful. He taught me so much of courage and valor. And then he gave this daily witness that we're going to close with. Warren, it's amazing. We just heard Jesus, you know, challenges to be good neighbors. Listen to this. This is Troy's daily witness. At day's end, is anybody happier because you passed his way? Does anyone remember that you spoke to him today? The day is almost over and its toiling time is through. Is there anyone to utter now a kindly word for you? Can you say tonight in parting with the day that's slipping fast that you helped a single brother of the many that you passed? Is a single heart rejoicing over what you did or said? Does the man whose hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Did you waste the day or lose it? Was it well or sorely spent? Did you leave a trail of kindness or a sear of discontent? As you close your eyes in slumber, do you think God will say, you have earned one more tomorrow by the work you did today? Troy, blessed son of God, has not just one tomorrow. He has eternity. And that eternity began in his heart on this side. May it be so with us. Thank you, Troy. At this time, the ushers will assist us in the morning offering. Pray together. Bountiful God, your word bears the fruit of hope and grace. Your ways lead to fullness of life. May today's offering bear fruit in our world, that old hatreds may cease, old wounds may be healed, and old divisions may be mended. Through our gifts, may the weak and the needy find justice. May the widow and orphan find support, and may the afflicted find solace. Amen. I really felt it important with this message from our Lord and from the atmosphere and certainly the gatherings of the week to close with a blessed hymn 672, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. With us all now and forever. Amen.